Well, let's welcome you back to This Week in the Association. I'm Rob Pannier, and I'm honored to welcome the incredible voice of the Chicago Dogs, Sam Brief, to join me. Sam, thanks for coming on the air with me.
Annual ritual, Rob. This is, I believe, my fifth time doing the preseason chat with you, so honored to be on. Really appreciate it.
Well, Sam, let's talk about the end of last season leading into this year. Team had kind of a tough stretch heading down in August last year. Winds up getting knocked out of the playoffs early. Do you feel that how the season ended impacts this season at all?
I think so, in terms of the mindset of the returners, and specifically guys who have really been with the program for a long time. And that starts with names like Ryan Lidge, names like Danny Moores, Brennan Metzger, who returns, and then the pitching staff. Folks who have been with the Dogs, like Jake Dahlberg, like Jonathan Tripp, like Trevor Lane, Cavallaro, Schlitter, these guys are motivated by what they see as unfinished business last year. I mean, this was arguably the best team in the American Association by the All-Star break, and then they really went on that late July, mid-August slide that carried over into the playoffs, and you saw them lose 2 of 3 against Milwaukee, including that final Game 3 at home. So I really do believe this motivates them, and I think you'll see that early on in this coming season.
Very different-looking Chicago Dogs team this year, Sam. Rotation's going to look a lot different, a lot of different guys in the starting lineup. How do you feel this team gels with this new look?
They gel, and that's because of the leadership of some of those veterans that I just mentioned and of the coaching staff and just of the professionalism of the organization, right? When you have players who want to gel, they will gel, right? Like if I become your teammate and I want to gel with you, Rob, right? Like I'm gonna. So I actually have seen this team already come together really well because they want to. Right? What's the point of playing on the same team as someone if you don't want to be their teammate, if you're just looking at it as an individualistic approach, right? And obviously, in this league, we know there is an individualistic approach because, as Butch Hobson will tell you more than anyone, this league should and does lift the individual players to make it to where they want to go in affiliated baseball. And you know, Butch sees that, and we all do, as a big point of the league. So the balance of that with the motivations of the team are really present at the Dogs, and that's why I think there's such a buy-in from the players, because they trust that that's the vision and that they will be helped out.
You know, Sam, looking at the starting rotation, I think in previous seasons there was usually one or two guys that were at the top of that group that really were head and shoulders above the rest. I feel like this group could go 5 or 6, maybe even 7 deep. How do you feel about this rotation?
Yeah, the starting rotation is a little more of a question mark than years past. Now, I don't say a question mark because it's worse. I just say question mark because Dogs fans don't recognize most of the names you'll see starting the first week of the season. Jake Dahlberg is expected to be the opening night starter. I think we'll see Trevor Lane as a starter. Those are a couple lefties that the Dogs have seen before. Coincidentally, they both played at UIC, so they're local, and a lot of Chicago fans will recognize them. But outside of that, it's just a little more unknown. So I think there's sky-high potential with this pitching staff, but Dogs fans aren't going to see a lot of the familiar faces like Jordan Kipper, like Shane Behringer, Kyle Murphy, because those guys just aren't on this roster.
Very different lineup this year as well. No Casey Hobson, no Grant Kay at the moment. You bring in Josh Altman. I'm expecting he's going to be, you know, your prime hitter right now. So how do you feel like this offense will look this season?
I think this is an offense that's going to be really strong, Rob, with things like contact, getting on base via walks, and speed, which also takes into advantage some of the new rules with the pitch clock and pitchers being limited with their pickoff, where it might not have on paper the power that it's had in years past, and you bring up a name like Casey Hobson, or if I go back even further, you know, Keon Barnum and Victor Roach, right? So oftentimes, you've looked at a dog's lineup and you've said, wow, they've got this big power bat, right? A lot of home runs, short porch in right field and impact, and that's always great. But this offense is going to be really efficient. I mean, you have high on-base guys like Brennan Metzger, Ryan Lidge, Danny Mars. You have speed demons like Nick Heath, who's done it at the highest level in MLB. So this will be a really efficient dogs team, even if they're not hitting 7,000 home runs at impact field.
You know, Sam, one of my favorite parts about listening to your broadcast is I know you like to tell player stories and give those parts that, you know, give fans the idea of getting to know their team. As you've looked at this club, who are some stories that you're thinking fans are really going to love to hear this year?
I appreciate that question. I really appreciate the compliment. Someone that I think fans are going to fall in love with, and I'm excited to learn more about his story and tell more of his story, is Josh Altman, a name you already mentioned. And a big part of that is because he's local. He's from the Chicago area, Lockport, Illinois. He went to college at Olivet Nazarene, which is a little more down south in Bourbonnais, but it's where the Bears used to do their training camp. And he's got a Chicago family. He's a Chicago guy. And I'm excited to tell his stories. I know he's someone who family is very important to him. He played in Lincoln the last two seasons. He's had some signature moments at Impact Field. And I'm really excited to tell his story this year.
The All-Star Game was great last year in Chicago. A lot of fantastic highlights you had around the season and great activities going on. What's some things that Chicago Dogs fans can look at that might not be directly on the field but should be fun this year?
I'm intrigued by this night we've got coming up on the 13th. That's this Saturday, second game of the season. And it's the Tiny Wieners Night. Did you see this? Tiny Wiener Night. It's also fireworks, because every Saturday at Impact Field they do the best fireworks show out there. But it's Tiny Wiener Night. I'm just very intrigued, because I don't know what it means. I don't know what to expect. And I think if I were a Dogs fan and I'm in the area and I'm free Saturday night, I'm buying a ticket to Tiny Wiener Night just to see what I'm getting, what the giveaway is, what that deal is, because that's a promotion that's sort of a mystery, and I love a good mystery. But there's a lot of irreverent type of days, which I'm excited about. June 3rd is Hairy Princess Night. Who knows what that means? You've got Elvis on July 1st. We've got a great Elvis, the same dude. He's come 3 years in a row. So there's a lot of good promotions. I would recommend Dogs fans go to the Dogs website, check them out, because usually, you know, you look at a team's promotions, and even in the past, right, you look at the promotions and you know what to expect, right? You've got your Bark at the Park, you've got your Elvis, but this year you've got some funky ones that are a little more of a question mark, and I would go just to see what it is, just to kind of inquire.
I might have to be watching for Mini Wiener Night there to see what that little wiener night about. What that's all about. So,
Tiny Wiener Night.
Tiny Wiener Night. My apologies for having the wrong word there. So, Sam, before we dive into the last question, where can Dogs fans find your broadcast?
So, aabaseball.tv, just like everyone else. So you can check us out right there. We also broadcast our road games on Mixlr. M-I-X-L-R. That's the easiest place to get that is either the Dogs website or on our social media. We pump that out the day of every road game. But AA Baseball TV, that's the place to be. I'm proud of how they've grown that platform, proud of how we have grown the broadcast. So check us out there.
And Sam, let's end it with this. When the Chicago Dogs are hoisting the Miles Wolf Cup over their heads, what happened to make that occur?
I think they got on base a lot, and their pitchers and their base runners did a really good job adapting to the new rules. This is a veteran team. So Dawgs fans might look at it and say, oh, okay, it's new. I don't recognize a lot of these names. Who are some of these guys? Well, they're veterans, right? They've been there, done that. You have a lot of guys with minor league experience who have pitched with the pitch clock before. I don't think the Dawgs will have as much of an adjustment to the new rules as other teams. It's a veteran professional team, and I think if the pitching is there, this team absolutely has a chance to hoist it at the end.
Fantastic. Sam Brief, thanks for joining me.
Rob, I love it. Can't wait to chat, hopefully towards the end of the season. Maybe we do a little playoff preview. I'm glad that that's become a little annual ritual, so I will do any ritual you want me to do.
We always appreciate you, Sam. You're the best.